It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, joined by our friend of KCSN, Sean Watkins. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Did you find it okay this time?
I did, yeah. It's getting, every time I come here, I get a little
I think you're like up to the fourth
it.
Or fifth time getting here, so you, I would hope you'd be able to find it now.
Well, I've normally come in from the other side. This time I came in, so I had that, you know, going against
variables.
Me.
Variables.
Yeah, variables. You know.
Well, nonetheless, you're here.
Yeah.
And you know, I was talking to you as we were getting ready to do this. Based on how much you perform and record in various incarnations, it would appear to me that you are constantly playing music. Is that true, or are there other activities you have in your life?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are some other activities, but I do love it. And I love to do, you know, I love kind of a varying, I like to do stuff with a lot of different people and different variations. But yeah, you know, I like to get in the water and surf and hike and eat food.
Okay, eat food. All right, yeah. I guess that would have. I guess I should have at least allowed for eating food, breathing. You know, those kind of activities.
Yeah,
sleep
no.
Occasionally.
I do love music, and I appreciate the fact that I get to do it for a living. So I try to do it as much as I can.
Well, and you talk about various permutations and incarnations. Obviously, Nickel Creek. I still, honestly, you know, even though you've told me and I can reasonably do math, I can't believe that, you know, you've been, is it?
25 years?
Yeah. It's just,
well,
you know, as young as you are, it's just not, I can't get my head around it.
Well, I was 12 when we started the band, and Sarah and Chris were 8. And it was just one of those things, we started it and it was just kind of a, you know, we played around Southern California. It was just sort of a novelty thing, like, oh, look at those little kids playing bluegrass. And that's kind of just how we didn't think of it that way, but we were happy to play for people who wanted to see little kids play, you know. And then it just kind of strangely kept going.
But it quickly, you quickly became recognized and adroit. I mean, relatively
well,
quickly.
It's about 10 years of doing it just as kids without a record deal or anything. And then you know, and we kept trying to get record deals, but we sounded like chipmunks. It really, like, literally, a record label told us that we sounded like chipmunks.
So puberty before processing, I guess, in this case, was instrumental.
Yeah, yeah. And I sounded normal before Sarah and Chris, so I had to kind of wait, you know, I had to wait 4 years for them to catch up. But once we did, you know, once we were in our, like, late teens, early 20s, that's when things kind of started for us, you know, and then from then it happened pretty quickly.
And as we talked in our last conversation about Nickel Creek itself, the harmonies continue to blend and evolve, and you guys continue to be even more adventurous in the harmony work you do and the vocal work you do.
Thank you. Yeah. It's the most fun for us, you know, out of all the things we do. I think singing harmony with each other it just feels really good.
Now, you also do work in the Works Progress Administration. Again, other friends that you have more or less formalized and do routinely.
Yep. Yeah, that's with Glenn Phillips. Glenn Phillips and I and some other friends from around here. We did kind of a boutique record years ago and a little bit of touring, but everybody's so busy it's tough to do much with that. But then also I was here with Fiction Family,
right.
John Foreman. And that's sort of a more recent thing I've done.
And then there's the, you know, quote unquote Watson family, you know, the thing you do routinely at Largo,
yep.
which we've come to know, you know, it seems easy to have, you know, 10 or 15 of your cool musical friends show up and play a gig every time, but it takes work, it takes effort, it takes organization.
Yeah, we have a group of friends. Yeah, it's called the Watkins Family Hour, and it's a monthly residency at Largo at the Cornet Theater, and the next one is the 28th of this month, and we have a regular band. There's four others besides my sister and I, and then we get special guests, you know, like Jackson comes in a lot, and you know, pals from around here. It does take some organizing, but it's worth it. It's really, really fun.
As we run like love's vagabonds, and I'm a stubborn man, but I'm folding my hand. You're the only home, and I will learn to let it go. Like the moon ruling the sun, the songs left unsung. Through every heart and hill I roam, you're the only peace I've known.
Here comes your solo effort, All I Do Is Lie, and you will be performing at Largo tonight.
Yep, tonight. That thought of, you know, waiting till after Nickel Creek stuff would kind of come and go. And we're going to do a tour, a summer tour starting second week of July. But I thought it'd be cool to have it out for this. You know, it's like 7 weeks of touring. It'd be great to have it for the show. So put it out now. And it's kind of, you know, the way the music industry is now and the way people release records, it's sort of, there's not really any one way to do it. You can kind of just do whatever you want.
You're right.
You know, so I figured, you know, just why not just put it out there? And well, it's been sitting around I've had it done for a while, so it feels good to, you know, really get it out.
Okay, so when you approach, you know, rope them back to the fact that you do, you love to play a lot of different kinds of music. You're capable of playing different kinds of music, and you partner up with other performers in a variety of permutations, you know, musically. When you come to do a solo effort, how do you clarify, you know, how do you cleanse the musical palate and decide, well, this is me solo?
Right. That is a tough thing. Yeah. When you're in a band, with someone, you've got, someone's got your back and someone's got, you know, opinions, and they can kind of help you along in deciding what's good and what's not. And so, yeah, the burden is definitely on you when you do a solo record. And that's fun in a way, but it's also, you know, it's also tough. So I play songs for friends. You know, my sister's a good person to bounce songs off of. And so I'll get, you know, feedback from people. But in the end, I'm the one that has to make the decisions. And that's fun. I guess I didn't make a solo record for a long time because I was sort of afraid of that. And, you know, you put your name on something and it's just your name. And, you know, if people hate it, then they hate it. You know, it's a little bit harder than if it's a band. You can kind of, you know, spread.
I do a radio show every day and they know I am an A. Me, I put blinders on. And I just keep doing a show pretending that I'm good. So don't worry about it.
I got some blinders and I'm putting a solo record out. But I for a long time, I wasn't quite sure of my songwriting and I didn't really know what I was, you know, what was me as an individual. And I think that's one thing that kind of, one good thing that's come out of the time away from Nickel Creek is that we've had to all kind of figure out who we are individually musically. And before that, it was, you know, I think we made solo records and we did things on our own, but we didn't really have to stand on our own two feet so much. And so that's been really good. And this record just kind of come out of that.
I both know just what we are. We're never gonna make it too far. There'll be no nominations. There's never gonna be a prize unless there's one for those who never tried. Lame by definition, common by design, and our story won't take up too much time. It's a drama that we all know, with an ending set in stone from the moment.
Obviously, you have a friend here today that's singing harmonies with you.
Yep. Dominique Arciero is here. She's going to sing harmonies on a couple songs.
How do you know Dominique?
We met through a mutual friend who works at ASCAP.
Oh.
And, yeah.
So through the essence of pure songwriting,
yep,
the connection was made.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about the kind of people that help you get this record up and going.
Well, there's a good friend of mine. Well, Tyler Chester, who's the bass player in Fiction Family, he was a big part of this record. He played a lot of the keyboards and bass. Last year and the year before, we spent a fair amount of time on the road with Jackson Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah and I were opening. It was Sarah's show, but I'd play with her. And then we'd play with Jackson for part of his show. And And then Tyler was playing bass and keyboards and stuff and organ. And the days off in hotel rooms and sometimes, you know, on stage even, we would record, you know, stuff for this record. And he was a huge part of it. He's an amazing musician and, you know, kind of stays out of the limelight. Well, he's a bass player, so bass players.
Oh no! Wait, Paul McCartney. I mean, you know, yeah, some bass players don't.
But he deserves a lot of credit. You know, in general, but for this record, he was a big part of it. This next song is on our latest Nickel Creek record, and it was inspired by signs I saw here in Los Angeles driving around, proclaiming the end of the world as we know it to be 21st of May. That was in 2011. It was a very close call. The rapture almost happened, but it didn't end up happening. It was the day before, on May 20th, that I decided to write this song. And here it is. It's time to bend this whole world goodbye. Oh, glory, time to fly away. We'll meet our Savior in the sky. Hallelujah, the 21st of May. Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is drawing nigh. Hallelujah, the 21st of May. They laughed while Noah built his boat, and then cried when came the rains. And they mocked me now, but I will float on the 21st of May. Well, I've never been so sure, and I never led no one astray, except in the fall of 94. But hallelujah, the 21st of May. They laughed while Noah built his boat, and then cried when came the rains. And they mocked me now, but I will float on the 21st of May. They mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May. Hallelujah.
The Largo Show, which is, I guess, going to be the unveiling formally of record. It's got to be as close to for you performing in your living room as any experience you have at this point. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it is very, very fair assessment. I've spent so much time playing at Largo, the old Largo and the new Largo. The owner, Flanagan, is his really made us feel welcome and kind of given us freedom to do whatever we want, whenever we want. And we'll be playing the record through tonight, and we'll have a couple friends, and it'll be fun.
Well, obviously, you know, having played one of our benefit concerts and being a real, when I call you a friend of KCSN, you know, that's from the heart.
I appreciate that, because you guys are the best radio station ever, and I say that it's amazing. I can't believe, and you guys play us a fair amount, which is really cool too. That's not why I'm saying it. Even if you didn't play us, I mean, to go from like
than that,
you know, I mean, you'll hear like, you know, Neil Young, and then Radiohead, and then Gillian Welch. It's like, you know, my iPod on shuffle. It's awesome.
Well,
and the new stuff I haven't heard, so.
And it's, you know, it's fair to say that you're as warped as we are, so, you know, it makes sense to you.
Yeah, I love it.
God bless you. keep busy. Keep busy, because it's good music you create.
Thank you.
It's Sean Watkins joining us live today on KCSN.